Chazar zal zeggen nishmas habachi yichesel shrag ben Avram Yehuda. Sech the brachas daf mem. Rav Bar Shmuel Nimer Rechia said the one who's going to cut the bread and make the bracha for everybody should not make the bracha or cut the bread until there's either salt or relish in front of everybody so that they can properly eat the bread. When Rav Bar Shmuel was once by the Reish Galusa, he actually made the bracha and broke the bread without having any relish or salt there, and he explained that was a very, very high quality bread and therefore was able to be eaten just as is. Rav Bar Shmuel in the name of Rav Chia also said that the only way to fully empty the bladder of urine is by sitting as one urinates. Because if one urinates while standing, so as the flow begins to decrease and it gets near his shoes, he will prevent it anymore from coming out. Rav Kahana says, but standing while urinating over loose earth, so there's no risk of splashing, or over a cliff where, again, there's no risk of splashing, that would be, you can empty a bladder like that as well. Rav Bashmul Nerechia then said, after eating anything, you should always eat salt. After drinking anything, you should always drink water, and that prevents someone from harm. Anything that they may have eaten or drank. There are braises that say this as well, and the braises said if someone doesn't do so during the day, that causes bad breath, and at night it can lead to askara, the askara disease. Murray, the name of Yochanan, says someone who eats lentils once every 30 days is saved from the askara disease, but you shouldn't eat that more every day because that can cause bad breath. He also said that eating mustard every 30 days saves from any illness entering his home. But again, every day that should not be done because it is not good for the heart. Chiyuv Asher Merav says someone who eats small fish, it saves him from intestinal diseases. It actually is very healthy for the entire body. Chama Rabbi Chanina says that someone who eats ketzach will be saved from heart aches. Although Abraisa says that ketzach is actually a very bad thing. Depends. The odor from ketzach can be very harmful, but the taste of ketzach can be very beneficial. Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a bari mina deshoim. Rabbi Zeira or Rabbi Chinan of our papa says that we do not follow Rabbi Yehuda. It explains that Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is based on the pasuk of Baruch Hashem Yoim Yoim, that you thank Hashem every day for what's special that day, so too you thank Hashem for every min, what's special about that min. He then says how Hashem is so different than humans. Humans can only fill up an empty keli, where that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, someone who is already filled with Chochmah of Torah, he has the Eibush gives him the ability to put in more Torah. Someone who is totally empty and doesn't learn Torah does not even have the ability to really retain any Torah that he learns. As the pasuk says, Im Shemoya Tishma, if you've already heard, then you can hear more. Mishra says if someone makes a Bayer Priya Adama on fruit of the tree is Yoitze. If he makes a Bayer Priya 8 on vegetables, fruit of the ground, he's not Yoitze. He says, Shahachon Yebedvar on anything is Yoitze. By saying that a Bayer Priya Adama is Yoitze, if someone made it on a fruit, so you see that obviously it's considered to be growing from the ground. You don't look at it as growing from the tree, you look at it as growing from the ground. Nachum Yitzchak said, this follows Rabbi Yehuda of a Mishnah, who says that on Bikurim you still can read the Parsha, even if the tree was cut down, which normally you can't do, but because the Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's really the ground that is the part of the that brings out the fruit, therefore he holds you can still read the Parsha of Bikurim. Now it seems obvious if you made a Bayer Priya 8 on vegetables that you can't be Yoitze. So what's the Mishnah's teaching? Nachum Yitzchak says this is only we need this according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the Eitz Hadas was actually a wheat tree. So you see that something grows from the ground really is maybe from a tree, and therefore you would think that if you make a Bayer Priya 8 on something like that, you'd be Yoitze. The Mishnah teaches you not. And that you only make a Bayer Priya 8 on something when you pull off the fruit, the branch still remains to bring out new fruit the next year. If the branch is gone after you pull out the fruit, you don't make a Hayt. Just said, V'alkulam shahakol niya, you're Yoitze. If Huna says you're not Yoitze with a shahakol on bread or wine, whereas Rabbi Yochanan says you're Yoitze with a shahakol even on bread and wine. Braisa says that if someone says, Baruch HaMokayim Shebara, blesses Hashem who made this bread, he's Rabbi Meir says he's Yoitze. Whereas Rabbi Yosi says he's not Yosi because it's not the Lashon that Chacham were Mesakan. Maybe we could say that's the same Achloik as the Machloik between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan. Huna would say that what Rabbi Meir says over there, maybe the reason why you're Yosi is because they at least mentioned bread. By saying Shahakal, you don't mention bread, even Rabbi Meir would say you're not Yosi. Rechon would say that maybe Rabbi Yosi agrees that Shahakal Niyah would be Yosi on bread because at least it's a bracha that there was Mesakan by the Rabbanon. When Binyamin the shepherd made the bracha on bread, he said, Berich Rachmona Mori Dahai Pita, Rav said he's Yoitze the Bracha. Chiddush is, even though he didn't say it, first of all, he said it in a different language, and even though he did not say it in a different language, even though we know that's okay, but he said it in a different way than the Rabbanim or Mesakin, still, he held to his Yoitze. Misha says anything that doesn't grow from the ground, you make a Shahakal Niyah B'dvarai. On vinegar, on noivlois, and on locusts, you also say Shahakal. Rabbi Yehuda says anything that's a min klala, like those items, you don't make a Bracha at all. Someone has many things, different foods in front of him to make a Bracha. Rabbi Yehuda says you make a Bracha on the Shivas Aminim that's among them. The Chum says you make a bracha whichever one you want more. Raisa says that you make a shahakal on mushrooms. Another Raisa said if someone makes a promise he's not going to have anah from kol gedulei karka, anything that grows from the ground, he's not allowed to have mushrooms. You see that mushrooms do grow from the ground, so why are you making a shahakal? Abaye says, yes, they do grow on the ground, but they're not yoinik, they don't nourish from the ground. And the first price that the list of brachas is talking about where it's something that's not yoinik from the ground as well. Regarding to Noiv Lois, Reb Zeira and Reb Lo argue, one of them say there are dates that were burnt in the sun, one of them says that there are dates that were knocked down by the wind. Gemara ultimately says in the Maskana that Noiv Lois, when it's written by itself, like in our Mishnah, it would definitely refer, everyone agrees that it refers to the dates that were burnt in the sun. Machleik is only when the term Noiv Lois Timara is used, does that mean that it's burnt by the sun, or does that mean that they are dates that were knocked down by the wind? According to that, why in our Mishnah, what's the difference between saying Noiv Lois and Noiv Lois Timara? If you hold that, they both mean the same thing, that they are burnt dates. Gemara says that in Echanami remains a kasha.